Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
Mormonism is not historical Christianity. It is a theological cult, and I stand by those comments. And by the way,
so you don't take them back. You don't take back the comments, right? I just want to be clear.
Oh, I don't take them back at all. In fact, USA Today this morning cited a poll of 1,000 Protestant pastors who agreed with my position. 3 out of 4 agreed with the position that Mormonism is not Christianity. Mormons are not Christians. This is no new news.
That's Dr. Robert Jeffress. He's senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. His thoughts on Mormonism expressed not only there on Fox News, but also over the weekend at a Values Voters Summit, where he not only introduced but also endorsed Texas Governor Rick Perry and said that Mormonism is a cult. Now, what I'm wondering from you is, do you agree or disagree? In what sense do you agree? Because cult has kind of a dual meaning. It has its theological definition. I think that's the one that Pastor Jeffress is working with. And then it has a sociological definition. You know, sociological definition of cult usually is reserved for things like, oh, the Branch Davidians. Things that are dangerous, so far outside the mainstream as to be illegal. Not just weird, not just unusual, but perhaps wrong in some other sense besides their theology. Do you agree that Mormonism is a cult? If so, why? And if not, why not? Another question here is, should a pastor not only be introducing a presidential candidate, but publicly endorsing him, and then raising the issue of another candidate's religious persuasion? It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, etc. Our call-in number live this Tuesday afternoon, October the 11th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your answer to those questions. Is Mormonism a cult? If so, why? If not, why not? Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your answer to the question and your thoughts and comments at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. So do you agree or disagree with Dr. Jeffress that Mormonism is a cult? If so, why? If not, why not? Should a pastor be endorsing a presidential candidate in public? Will Governor Romney's faith, he's the big so-called front runner, and he's the Mormon, should his faith be a factor in your support or lack of support for him come presidential season? And I wonder whether or not you think it's appropriate to raise any candidate's religious persuasion, even if they are a Mormon, or not. Is that relevant to presidential politics, especially when the word cult is tossed in? I'd like your reaction. 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Well, Dr. Robert Jeffress, senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, was interviewed yesterday on Fox News. Let's listen.
Robert Jeffress, a Perry supporter, describing Romney's Mormon faith as a cult, saying, quote, "That is a mainstream view, that Mormonism is a cult. Every true born-again follower of Christ ought to embrace a Christian over a non-Christian." For his part, here is how the former Massachusetts governor reacted to that.
Poisonous language doesn't advance our cause. It's never softened a single heart nor changed a single mind. The blessings of faith carry the responsibility of civil and respectful debate.
Well, what does the pastor think now? Let's ask him. Pastor Jeffress with me now from Dallas, Texas. Sir, good morning to you.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Mitt Romney called this poison. How do you react to that?
Well, actually, I think if you'll clarify, he was talking about another speaker at that conference, I think Brian Fisher, who used some much more incendiary language. In my remarks in introducing Governor Perry, I never used the word Mormonism, cult, or even Mitt Romney. That came afterwards when a reporter asked me personally about my feelings about Mormonism, and I said Mormonism is not historical Christianity. It is a theological cult, and I stand by those comments. And by the way,
so you Bill, don't take them back. You don't take back the comments. Right? I just want to be clear.
I don't take them back at all. In fact, USA Today this morning cited a poll of 1,000 Protestant pastors who agreed with my position. 3 out of 4 agreed with the position that Mormonism is not Christianity. Mormons are not Christians. This is no new news.
Let me just try and drill down a little bit on what your position is and how you define a cult, et cetera. How would you what meets your definition of a cult first?
I appreciate you're asking it. I'm not talking about a sociological cult. I'm talking about a theological cult. And Mormonism, first of all, was invented 1,800 years after Jesus Christ and the founding of Christianity. It has a human leader versus a divine leader, Joseph Smith. They have their own set of doctrines apart from Christianity, and they have their own religious book apart from the Bible, the Book of Mormon. When you have a religion that has its human founder, it was developed 1,800 years after Christianity, and its own book of Revelation, that is a theological cult.
All right, he's making that distinction between the theological and the sociological cult. It's a distinction we've actually made here on Issues Etc. many times. There are groups and confessions, perhaps in another definition, sects, S-E-C-T-S, that could be classified as cults sociologically. They may not have any real theological beliefs at all. There are cults that are non-religious. There are cults that are merely, what should we call them, philosophical. We even talk about a cult of personality, which can be perhaps only in the most general sense spiritual. Then there are cults theologically, and this is usually from a Christian perspective, what makes a cult there? This is something that's so far outside of biblical teaching or rejecting or adding to biblical teaching that one has to call it not a Christian religion, but a cult as distinct from Christianity in all its various confessions and forms. Do you buy that distinction? Do you think that in either of those senses, or both, Mormonism is a cult? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. It's audio open lines, Issues, etc. And Dr. Jeffress wants to define Mormonism carefully as a cult theologically and as a religion sociologically. Do you buy that? 1-877-623-6943. He says that born-again Christians should favor Christian candidates over non-Christians. Do you think that that's a wise course politically? Should it matter what a political candidate's religion is at all? If so, why? 1-877-623-6943. You can also leave your answers to those questions at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issues.etc. Here's more of that interview from Fox News.
Do you believe?
And I'm saying, Bill, I believe.
I heard that phrase over the weekend, a theological cult. Yes. That was kind of like the follow-up to this. Do you believe that Mormons go to heaven?
Oh, I don't believe anyone goes to heaven in a group. We all go to heaven or hell individually based on what we do with Jesus Christ. I don't think all Baptists are going to be in heaven. I don't believe all Catholics are going to be in heaven. I don't believe all Mormons will be in heaven. It's whether we trust in Christ personally as our Savior.
Does Rick Perry understand your position?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never discussed Mormonism with Rick Perry. No. I have not. He has no idea what I believe, at least before I introduced him. I have no idea what he believes.
When was the last time you talked to him? Or how would you describe your relationship? How close are you two?
We are just acquaintances. You know, there are people who would like to try to make me the Jeremiah Wright of the right, or Rick Perry's Jeremiah Wright. Rick Perry has never listened to a sermon of mine. He's certainly never been a member of my church. We're just acquaintances.
So the Perry campaign did not put you up to this?
Oh, absolutely not. They had absolutely no idea. They did not invite me to introduce Governor Perry. That was the Family Research Council.
Well, did Rick Perry know the possibility, or his campaign have the possibility of what you could say in public?
Oh, you'd have to speak to them about that. I have no idea.
Well, Bill Bennett, a former Reagan official, prominent conservative voice, he said that he's a backer of Mitt Romney, too, as you probably know. He says that you did Rick Perry no good in what you had to say. What do you say to Bill Bennett?
I'd say two things. First of all, just because I endorse Rick Perry, I don't expect Rick Perry to endorse everything I say or believe. And secondly, for Bill Bennett to call me a bigot because of my religious views seems to be kind of being guilty of the same sin which he's accusing me of. You know, Bill, it was John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who said, quote, "We have the duty and privilege as Christians to select and prefer Christians as our leaders." If I'm a bigot, then the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Jay, is also a bigot.
Robert Jeffress, the pastor in Dallas, Texas, thank you for your time and clarifying a few items like this. Sir, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
So here are my questions for you live this Tuesday afternoon. It's October the 11th. We're coming up on a break, and this break is a great time to give us a call. Do you agree or disagree with Dr. Jeffress that Mormonism is a cult? He says theologically a cult. He is not backing down from that distinction he's making. If so, why? If not, why not? Those are important questions, not merely your opinion, but your reasons behind them. Should a pastor be endorsing a presidential candidate? If he does, should he, as a pastor, and he speaks as a pastor, whether he wants to or not, be commenting on the religious views of a rival candidate? Do you think that Governor Romney's Mormon faith will play a factor in your support or lack of support for Governor Romney or a different candidate? If he weren't a Mormon, would you be voting for him? But because he is, you're not. Phone callers get top priority. Call during this break, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Y'all been hearing about Country Bob's all-purpose sauce and how it tastes great on any and everything you may be cooking and serving at your family dinner table. Well, over the years, I've discovered that Country Bob's is much more than that. You see, Country Bob's is that secret ingredient in many of my recipes, whether it be for chili soups or stews or that favorite marinade for the select meat of the day we're grilling. If you're interested in discovering the secret, log on to countrybobs.com and check out their blog, exchange recipes, or buy yourself a Country Bob's cookbook and become part of the Country Bob's family. And remember, it all comes down to the sauce.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. Issuesetc.org. Stay connected. Issuesetc.org.
Poisonous language doesn't advance our cause. It's never softened a single heart nor changed a single mind. The blessings of faith carry the responsibility of civil and respectful debate.
That's GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney. perhaps one of the most famous Mormons in the United States, running for president. And some backing one of his opponents say, well, Mormonism is a cult, and Christians have the right and the duty to prefer Christian over non-Christian candidates. And since Mormonism is a cult, at least theologically, it's probably not smart to vote for Mitt Romney. Of course, it was at an endorsement for Governor Rick Perry of Texas that Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, called Mormonism a cult. Do you think it is? 1-877-623-6943. Do you think it isn't? 1-877-623-MYIE. You can answer that question via email as well. We get those emails right here in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. Do you think a pastor should be endorsing a candidate and then on top of the endorsement, which is a question in and of itself, be commenting on the religious beliefs of a rival candidate as a basis for his endorsement or as a basis for his recommendation of his candidate? 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. I want to hear from you. Bridget listens in Tucson, Arizona. She says, even secular cult experts and researcher Steve Hassan classifies Mormonism as a cult based on his BITE model for evaluating high control groups, behavior control, information control, thought control, emotional control. There's an excellent piece on his website, and it's evaluating the rules for young Mormon missionaries against this model. Can a young person who grew up Latter-day Saint get out of it, still maintain loving relationships with his family? Not that I've observed. At least in our area, we've seen some teenagers literally kicked out of the house simply because they did not want to be Latter-day Saints. That's Bridget. She listens in Tucson, Arizona. So she says, if you evaluate it in terms of control, Mormonism is still a cult. And I think that would be the sociological definition rather than the theological definition. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Should it matter in presidential politics, in how you plan to vote for your candidate, if you plan to vote for one of the GOP candidates? Should it matter what they believe? Many people were arguing when President Barack Obama had an association with Jeremiah Wright, fiery preacher on the left of the liberation theology, that one's religious persuasion, beliefs, where they go to church or don't go to church, simply should not matter. Do you agree? 1-877-623-MYIE. Kate listens in Minnesota. She says, cult, following extra biblical writings with a false gospel and a false Christ. That would be the theological definition there, one shared by Pastor Robert Jeffress when he says Mormonism is a cult. Bob in Stillwater, Oklahoma says, another Christ plus another gospel equals a cult, citing Galatians 1:6-10. Christine in Belchertown, Massachusetts says, yes, Mormonism is a cult. They do not worship the God that is revealed to us in the Bible. Now, that's certainly true. Mormonism has a different God, or we should say, strictly speaking, gods. But that doesn't necessarily make it a cult. There are all sorts of other world religions that do not worship the true God. They're not classified as cults. Now, here we're trying to be careful by the way we classify things. Buddhism is a religion. Buddhism isn't a cult. Usually because it doesn't cross the threshold of that sociological definition. Islam, well, there's another question. I mean, if Mormonism is a cult theologically, and if it exercises that kind of strong control, it has a very strong parallel in Islam. I haven't heard anybody call Islam a cult. If it is, it is one of the largest and most successful cults in all of human history. But it certainly has that element of control, at least the way it's practiced in Islamic countries by the true believers. Steve listens in Springfield, Illinois. He says, yes, it is a cult. It most certainly has members who are actually in the one true church. Lord have mercy. Well, most cults, we could say, are there true believers even in the strangest cults? Perhaps. We always must allow for that inconsistency. Walter in Clinton, Maryland says, yes, it is a cult, but not what I first think of when I hear cult. See, that's the rub here, isn't it? Most people are thinking, can something as mainstream, as white bread, as, let's be honest, as American, as Mormonism, and it is the all-American religion, there's no doubt about it, can it be a cult? 1-877-623-6943. Or should it matter at all? Mike in Mayer, Minnesota says, yes, it is a cult. These people need to hear about what Jesus Christ has done for us without any works on our part. We should invite them to our churches and sit down and talk with them. We should show them the love that Jesus has shown us sinners. Now, recently we were talking about Mormonism here on the program. We had a conversation with Pastor Brent Coleman. There was a reaction to it Friday, I believe, on the program. Someone called our Issues Etc. comment line and said, look, I don't disagree with the analysis of Mormon teaching that I heard in that conversation, but the tone of it, and it was even mentioned that Mormonism is a cult by both a theological and sociological definition, the tone of it is going to turn Mormons off. So let's say for the sake of argument, you believe it is a cult. Are we wise to reserve that C word, cult, if we want to reach Mormons, have a conversation, open up a dialogue, do a little apologetics with them? It may be a cult, but do we need to say it is? Not to be dishonest, but to allow ourselves an opportunity to talk to members of that cult. James listens in Pennsylvania. He says, Mormonism is a non-Christian cult. It's amazing how few claim to be Christian cannot see the difference. There may be even some Mormons who don't understand the basis of their faith that makes them non-Christian. Yeah, there are actually mainstream evangelicals who are opening the door, and I'm thinking here about a certain group out of Fuller Theological Seminary. They're opening the door to the fact that Mormonism may just be another confession of Christianity. A little weird, a little quirky, but Richard Mao of, I think it was up at Salt Lake City, he addressed the Mormons at one point and apologized for how evangelicals have mischaracterized them, and he opened the door for the fact that they might be kind of quasi-almost Christian. Vicky says, it doesn't fit any of the parameters of Christianity, so I don't know what you would call it besides false. Now, that's certainly true. And see, there are two issues here. One issue is Mormonism Christian? The answer to that must be an emphatic no. Is Mormonism therefore a cult? Not necessarily. And it depends on what definition you are using for cult, theological or sociological. Hallie in Paris, Texas says, while I definitely think that it qualifies as a cult and blatantly non-Christian, despite using similar terminology, though defined quite differently, it's simply being non-Christian. It's not necessarily the same thing as being a cult. No, it isn't. Just being a non-Christian doesn't make one a cult. Atheism is not a cult. Atheism is non-Christian. All you need is a single example to disprove this thesis that all non-Christian religions are cults. Joshua listens in Northern Kentucky. He says, Mormonism is an anti-Christian cult. However, the context of Jeffress' statement comes in the form of a political endorsement for that. One, I don't think pastors should make political endorsements. And two, I think that anyone qualified to hold public office should be able to do so regardless of their religion. Joshua, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kentucky. See, there's the other question. Pastor Jeffress made the statement while endorsing Steve Perry, governor of Texas, for the presidential run. And he did so mentioning that Mormonism is not a Christian and that Christians should feel free, in fact, their duty and their privilege, to prefer Christians over non-Christians when they vote for president. Do you agree with that? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is a great primer in Reformation history. It takes us through not only the life, but also the writings and the struggles of 16th century reformer Martin Luther in the form of a graphic novel. Now, this isn't necessarily aimed at adults. It's obviously aimed at younger kids, but it's serious history and serious Reformation theology treated in this graphic novel. It's called Luther, Echoes of the Hammer. You can find out more about this book at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call and order Luther, Echoes of the Hammer from Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series on biblical chronology with Dr. Andrew Steinman. We'll also be talking to Rick Horton about Game 3. No one thought it would get to Game 3, but it actually will be Game 3 of the National League Championship. series. We'll be talking with Rick Horton of the Fellowship for Christian Athletes and a Cardinals broadcaster tomorrow on Issues Etc. You know, there are some people who would think Lutherans are a cult, or that Roman Catholicism is a cult. We need to keep our definitions fine on this. We need to keep our definitions sharp on this for two reasons. One, because we can't just go tossing around the word cult whenever we feel like it or whenever it seems to fit our definition of a cult. And because even those who are members of cults theologically, and I would say Mormonism qualifies without a doubt, just look at what they teach and believe and practice. They still need to hear the gospel from us, and they may not be able to hear the word of Jesus' cross for them, his shed blood for them, if they first heard the word cult from us. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.